Welcome, I'm James Sturdivant. Today we're going to cover how to install Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition, which is now free for individual developers and small teams. By the end, you should know how to install Visual Studio, including a few secret options, and launch your first Hello World application. I'm really excited to share Visual Studio with you today, as it's one of my favorite integrated development environments around, or IDE for short. It is built with flexibility and extensibility in mind, which has created an awesome ecosystem of extensions, and because of that, you're going to find you are even more productive in any language that you choose, whether that's C#, F#, Python, or even HTML and JavaScript. Let's get started by opening up a browser window and searching for Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition. The page you land on might be slightly different, but the download link should be the same. When you click on the download button, you will not download the actual program, just the installer. When it is finished, double-click on it to launch the installer. Here, you have a few options. The typical install will do a quick install of Visual Studio, but there are some great hidden gems in the custom. Let's take a look. The first one I want to point out is some of the extra language features that Visual Studio supports. Since I like developing in Python, I'm going to select that. Because I really want to learn F#, I'll install that also. Next is the Windows and Web Tools. One of my favorites here is the SQL Data Tools. They give some great support for SQL, and I have a video on Channel 9 that summarizes SQL database projects with Floyd Hilton if you want to learn more. Web Developer Tools is a must-have if you do anything web-related, and since I'm doing some Windows 10 development, I'll include that also. Visual Studio has great support for cross-platform tools from Xamarin to Apache Cordova. I'm going to select Web Developer Cross-Platform Tools since that's my area of focus. You can also see that it installs the Android and Node.js tools along with it. Finally, install Git and GitHub integration. This one is absolutely necessary if you do anything open source or work with GitHub. It also lets you clone, create, and publish directly to GitHub. And let's throw extensibility tools on there just for good measure. Hit next to review your selections, and you can see we're installing a ton of software and some really good bits. Seems crazy, but that is really what you need for developing these days. Hit next, and you should start installing. This can take a while, so get outside now before you have too many great tools to play with. When the install finishes, be sure to restart and launch Visual Studio again. The first time you launch Visual Studio, you'll be prompted to sign in. Now, you don't have to sign in, but you'll miss out on features like saving any changes to the settings that you make. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in here. And of course, I have two-factor authentication set up on my Microsoft account, as you should too. So I'll enter my code and be off to the races. It takes a minute or two to initialize the first time, and you should be up and going. To finish off, we'll create our first Hello World application, you know, just to make sure this thing really works. Select File, New Project, and then select a new console application. Type in the name of the project and hit OK. This will create the new project. Type out console.writeline, hello world, and don't worry about the syntax or language right now. And there you have it, your first Hello World application using Visual Studio 2015. Please check back for the next video in the series where we'll cover more Visual Studio has to offer. Leave any comments or feedback, especially around topics you want to see. Happy coding!